السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الكریم اما بعد قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هدیتنا وهب لنا من لدنک رحمہ انک انت الوہاب. Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read this as dua. It is a dua that has been mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and I have been explaining to you that we should never be satisfied with our little bit of ibadats and some zikr and tilawat and some dini activities and think that we have suppressed our nafs and this nafs cannot bite us or sting us again. We have to be on guard all the time. Therefore, we are asking Allah Ta'ala not to cause us to become crooked after having given us hidayat, after having given us guidance, after having bestowed upon us His favors of being on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So yesterday I was explaining that one of the major causes of a person going deviate or crooked after he has attained hidayat is bad company. There are many other causes, but one of the major causes is bad company. That company that the person has forsaken, he shunned, he distanced himself from, but suddenly the person joins again the same company, those same friends come back to him, and when they discuss and talk about the enjoyment, so-called enjoyment that they are getting in that fast lane, in the cinemas, theaters, women, singing, drugs, then this person who has gone through those experiences, nafs and shaitan again put tremendous pressure on him, and he falls for the temptation, and he goes back to square one. Many people have gone back to square one, and then they have to make a tremendous effort again to get back on track. So we have to keep making this dua. But together with that dua, then we have to find out that what is the best way then to keep on track. So just as bad company is dangerous for the person's iman and for his character and for his habits, in the same way good company is extremely beneficial for that person's character, for his iman, for his remaining steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. In fact, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He Himself gives this prescription. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqu Allah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqu Allah. O ye believers, adopt taqwa. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Restrain yourself from all that is displeasing to Allah ta'ala. And to remain steadfast, and to be able to stay away from haram, and to be able to get the strength and the courage and the himmat to do those things which Allah Ta'ala has ordered, join those who are sadiqeen. In other words, join the muttaqeen. If we are going to join them and remain with them or stay in their company, those who have really and truly changed their inner condition, those who are what we term as the Ahlullah, the people of Allah, of whom there won't be any shortage in all times. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will have at all times, because this ayat of the Quran Sharif says that you must join the Sadiqeen. So therefore they will be the Sadiqeen in all times. You have to search for them. But Allah Ta'ala will give in all times those who will be truthful, sincere, those whose hearts would have been purified, then in their company our hearts will also receive purification. In other words, sohbat of the salihin again is something that is very, very important, which unfortunately we take to be very insignificant these days. But whatever our ancestors, our pious, righteous elders have achieved, it was mostly or it is always because of the sohbat of the salihin. All our mashayikh, all our great ulama-i haq, if you take right from the time of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in fact, you'll find that it was the sohbat of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam which transferred on to the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in. I have mentioned this many times, that the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They became pleased with Allah, Allah pleased with them. Because Allah was pleased with them and they pleased with Allah, why? Because they had the sohbat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fragrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam rubbed onto their hearts. The fragrance of taqwa of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The fragrance of the zuhud of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The fragrance of the contentment of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The fragrance of the honesty of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The fragrance of the sincerity, the generosity, the kindness of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the Sahaba-e-Kiram, that was the fragrance you will find which had an effect upon them. That just one glance upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in a state of iman, and they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So it was the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam which transformed them. Therefore you will find that the Sahaba-e-Kiram, although they were Haji Sahabs, they were Qari Sahabs, they were Mufti Sahabs, there were many, many titles that we could have given to them. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, from whom did we get our tafsir and our hadith and everything else? We got it from them. So we could have called them or given them many titles which we give to our mashayikh. But one title supersedes every title, and that is that he was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a companion of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is sufficient. It covers everything else. That companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Then we talk about the tabi'een. How did they become tabi'een? If they did not meet the sahaba, if they did not stay in their company, they would not have become tabi'in. The taba tabi'in, and it goes on like that. It is all because of that sohbat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, Ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba, those who were in my company, those who received my companionship, they are like the guiding stars. Bi-ayyim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Whichever one of them you will get, you will follow, you will get hidayat and you will get guidance. When you are arriving at Johannesburg airport, from the top you can see those mine dumps, the gold mine, all the sand, the pile and the heap and the mountain of sand there. But what color is that sand? The sand color is gold. Aziz Mawla Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawud Barakatum, he says it solves the problem of sohbat. He says that you can see that this sand, when it stayed in the company of gold, that gold transferred the color, or transformed the color, or changed the color of that sand to golden. Because that sand stayed in the company of gold, it became golden sand. And if you have to go past Newcastle, you will find black, pitch black sand. Why? Because it stayed in the company of coal. So if you're going to stay in the company of coal, then you will become black. That means the heart will become black when you're going to stay in the company of people whose hearts are blackened. People whose hearts have become deviant. People whose hearts have become overpowered by nafs and shaitani influences. Then when we are going to spend our time in their company, our hearts will also become pitch black. So he says there, the sand that stayed in the company of gold became golden. The sand that stayed in the company of coal became black. So this shows that here it is just the color that changed. In this case, it was only the color that changed, that the sand changed to golden color. It doesn't mean it changed to gold. But when you stay in this company of those who are sadiqeen, those who are truly and sincerely the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because this is a world of pretense. At present, most of us, in fact, we should consider ourselves as being munafiqs of the time. Imagine if the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, in spite of their companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they were fearing hypocrisy and nifaq, whereas they had the highest degree of iman. And we, with a little bit of our dini work, some tilawat, some zikr, some ibadat, some khanqa, some mashayikh, and we think that we are waliullahs of the very highest category. And we forget about the fear of nifaq and hypocrisy. Whereas if we have to x-ray our hearts and see how much of malice there is in our hearts, how much of greed in our hearts, how much of lust in our hearts, how much of evil passions and desires, and how much of envy, how much of pride, little bit of ibadat and pride, little bit of zikr and pride, little bit of some dini work, and we got so much of pride that we look down upon everybody else. Now, when we got hearts like that, then our outward garments does not mean that we are Ahlullah. Our outward garment is also necessary. It is important. The beard is necessary. The libas is important. But the purification of the heart, that will only come in the sohbat of the Salihin, whether we like it or not. If we are going to distance ourselves from the Salihin, from those who are the Ahlullah, from those whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chosen for the purification of the hearts of the Ummat in these times, then we will be only depriving ourselves. That purification of the heart will never come. If you want, for example, a person has got a very dim light, take these globes that are here, take 1 watt, 1 globe with just 10 watt light, very, very dim. And there's another one, 1000 watt brightness. Now you put the 1000 watt brightness one side and you put this dim one side. When the light shines, then that dim one and that bright one, the mixture of that light, you can never say that this is the light from that globe and this is the light from that globe. So to strengthen our weak little bulbs, this is what we have to do, that get into the company or attend the majlises or attend the programs or join those groups where the person has got in that group somebody that is muttaqi, somebody that is from the sadiqeen. Then what will happen is that it will rub on. But if not, then no matter how many groups we form, no matter how many majlises we attend, and no matter how many programs we go to, but if the person who is a speaker, he hasn't got taqwa himself, he hasn't got khulus and sincerity himself, then we will come back from there just as we went. So this is one of the major causes of the person going deviate and crooked after he has come on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. That is the company of those whose hearts have become polluted with kibar, with jealousy, with lust, with evil desires. The person hasn't purified his heart. And in fact, if they are non-Muslims, then it makes it even worse. Because there is also the effect of kufr that is in the heart of that person. There's the effect of shirk which is in the heart of that person. Or there is the effect of communism or socialism or atheism. Whatever is in the heart of that person whom we are befriending for business reasons and other reasons, it is permissible to associate with them. For business reasons, we have to associate with them. So as a nodding acquaintance, which I always say, there's no problem there. And for like that, the person is a neighbor. You must be extremely good and kind to him, even if he's a non-Muslim. There are many other things where you have to be good to the non-Muslim. What I am talking about is befriending. That means you make that person your friend, your travel companion. Football ground, we are going with him. Cricket ground, we are going with him. Clubhouses, we are with them. Casinos, we are visiting with them. Picnicking, we are going with them. Then what's going to happen? That kufr, that shirk, the evil which is prevalent and dominant in their hearts, the effect of that will then transfer. And then sooner or later, this person who was not drinking will become a drinker. The person who was not committing adultery and fornication, he will become womanizer. The person who was not gambling, he will become a gambler. And this is not just fairy tales which I'm telling you here. All of us, we know. There's plenty of evidence for what I'm telling you. So let us make the best use of the opportunities that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us in our lifetime to be in good company. The moment you move away from that company, then again you fall into the trap of sin. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, protect you, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We who sit here and make bayans, we ourselves, we find ourselves so much in need of the company of the salihin. Why do you think we go to our mashayikh? Because we consider them to be arifs billah, who have recognized Allah Ta'ala and who possess a heart which is burning with a flame, which is burning with the fire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love. And a little while in their company, and we also find that our hearts also seem to ignite again if it is gone a little dead. So this is the prescription which Allah Ta'ala himself has given. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, after I go out in ijtimaz and in jamaats, he says, when I come back, especially after ijtimaz, then I go for 3 days to the khanqah of Hazrat Maulana Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayh, because the mulaqat and the meeting of so many people, many of them whose hearts have got pollution, so the effect of that comes onto my heart too. So he says, to wipe out that and to wash out that, I go and spend my 3 days, or I go for 3 days to the Khanqah of Hazrat Maulana Rai Puri Rahmatullah Alayh, read in his Malfuzat, read in his Kitabs. Every Buzruk that you can think of, they had the nisbat with some great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, where they went for the purification of the souls. And yet they themselves were of a very, very high caliber. And we have absolutely nothing, but we consider ourselves to be great walis of Allah Ta'ala. I'm talking about myself, I'm not talking about anybody else. So you make dua for me, I make dua for you. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with the correct understanding of deen, and Allah Ta'ala protect us in these times of fitna from going crooked after we have been given hidayat. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the duas that you have been making in this month of Ramadan and all the ibadat, tilawat, zikr. Once again, I repeat that tonight, those who are coming for the program, then if you are sitting, if you are going away after the first program or the second one, then you should park your cars outside where you are not jammed. Those that are going to be in the basement here or just around on the left hand side, then they could be jammed till the morning quarter past two. So these are Mubarak nights. Make a lot of dua, turn towards Allah Ta'ala, and see how Allah Ta'ala then opens the doors of His Rahmat. Wa akharu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.